Disappointed at the end of the day, obviously. I think, you know, they were very bright up for the game. They played some good football. Again, we found it difficult. We, you know, still think it's pre-season, and I still think when you get into the league, it's not as pretty as we've seen again today at times. You know what I mean? I think you have the intention of playing football, but it's very difficult to play as much as being played today again. But good credit to them. I thought they were you know, decent. I thought once we got back to 1-1, I thought we might have powered our way through. We caused them a couple of problems from set pieces, which is something that we work on a lot. And then when we lost Gav at the end, we just sort of lost our shape a little bit, you know. And I mean, he is the captain and a leader, and he's good back there. You know, we thought second half until he went off, we'd limited them to, you know, a couple of little half chances behind. And I felt we might sneak it, to be honest. I got a feeling we might sneak it. But credit to them. They played some good football today. And believe it or not, I'm pleased for Ryan. He seems to have found his way. You know, I mean, he lost his way a little bit here and thought he played really well today and created their goal. So I'm pleased for him for that. It's a hard game for both teams. They obviously adjusted a little bit better than us. Give them that as a credit. The bad news for us is we look as if we lost our captain. He looks as if he might have broken his ankle. So that's that. Josh has had an X-ray after Thursday's game, and he potentially might have a fracture of the shin bone. We lost Amika with an Achilles problem. So it's been in that respect, injury-wise, it's been a bad week for us, really. We've lost two good players in the last few days. And, you know, a little bit disappointed at the moment. Disappointed not so much about the game, because sometimes football just takes a back seat when you hurt, when you see a player hurt, and we've lost a good man today. So it's a big blow to us.
And going into next week, are you happy with everything generally? Obviously, you've had a couple of blows.
I'd be lying if I said I'm happy at the moment. I'm a little bit sad because I've lost a captain who came here last season and played fantastically well. And despite them having a lot of the ball today, I thought we were defending quite soundly. You know, we're quite strong. Set pieces, we defend well. Set pieces, we can score goals from. We're a little bit of a different team this season. And, you know, I still think this league is a hard league to go out there and play quality football in. You know, so we've got a year's experience, or I've got a year's experience under my belt. The big blow for me is losing two players in 3 days. Young Josh, who looks really smart in pre-season, has looked really good, and Big Gav. You know, we need a couple of players in again. Today we had, 13 outfield players going into the season. We lost another one today, so you know, that's really too thin for us now. So in that respect, pre-season hasn't gone well, but I'm pleased with the fitness of the players. I'm pleased with the way they've adapted to what we want them to do. Just disappointed we haven't haven't created more chances than we have done. You know, in wide areas, Sam, who played really well for us last season, hasn't really got going yet. But you know, I think they're experienced players, and sometimes they know when the season's coming. So I think we're ready in some respects. We just didn't need the two, what might turn out to be major injuries that we've had Thursday and Saturday.